You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Towards the end of this week's Pasha, the Torah speaks about the story that Am Yisrael went through two mountains.
Okay.
Yeah. And the enemies were sitting in the mountains waiting to shoot arrows at Am Yisrael. So Shmuel took two mountains and squeezed them one with each other, and that's how everybody was killed. They didn't know about it. And the blood and the limbs of the enemies came out floating in the bear. So the question is, why did the Torah just tells us to tell it was encrypted? What happened over here? Right? Rashi says the mountain moved. It doesn't say what happened. It just says that it was there. That there was some movement of a mountain, and you have to figure out that there was some story that was in it. Why didn't the Torah tell me clearly the miracle that happened? Why is it not written in the Farish? Why doesn't it say clearly what happened? The Torah doesn't really say what happened. Chazal have to explain to me that what the Torah is talking about the Ashenotel, Ashevet Ar, he's talking about a mountain that moved. Why didn't just Torah say what happened? What's that? Second, we get to the bear. And the bear comes a beautiful shira by the bear. A beautiful praise of what the bear is all about. And it says over there, Bear Chafur Sarim, Kavurani Deveyam, it was be done by Moshe and Aaron. And then it goes until where the bear is going to go, Lachis Hayamim. We once mentioned shira, the shira before, like Moshe spoke a little bit about the sukim. It's a beautiful shira by the bear. What did the bear do over here? The bear was a conduit just to reveal what was the big miracle that happened? Nothing to do with the bear. All the bear did was, there was a big miracle. I need to come and show you what happened. The bear was the one that spread the rumor around. That was the media those days. How did you find out what happened? The bear was the vehicle for these things to be publicized. That's all. So why are you making such a big fuss about the bear? The bear didn't do anything. I mean, it was just, echetimtze, like you say. It could have been something else that revealed what really happened. Why? What's the big chiddush over here? What's the big Indian? You're saying the bear of Miriam? Look how great this thing is. What did they do? What did the bear do? It just went and revealed something which was hidden. And finally, just to emphasize more these questions, I want to get to in the end of this year, the Pasuk says, starts, when it starts describing this ma'aseh, it says, Ken Yom HaBesem L'Chores Hashem, it will be written in the war books of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es Voev B'Sufo V'Es HaNecholim Aynoin. So Rashi says that we're talking about there was a miracle that was given to them, Es Voev B'Sufo, what happened in Yam Suf, V'Es HaNecholim Aynoin, there will be also the miracles that happen here, which you're comparing the miracles here to the miracles of Yam Suf. That's what Rashi explains, the Pashup Shat of the words of the Pasuk. The Gemara in Bracha says another drash that Eis Vohev were two Mitzrayim, two people that were leopards, that were Mitzrayim, the outside of the Machna, the outside of Am Yisrael, and they were the ones that were going around, and they told everybody what happened. They were the announcers to tell everybody what happened. Eis Vohev, two Mitzrayim, there was their names, Eis and Vohev. They're the Mitzrayim that told Am Yisrael what happened. So, just comes to emphasize the question. We're dealing here so much with the announcers, the one who told us what happened. Why is it such a big deal? What does this have to do with the bear? What does it have to do with everything? The fact that two Mitzrayim, why is it important for us to even know? So there were two Mitzrayim, and I even know the names of the two Mitzrayim, to tell me who are the ones that announced this to Klal Yisrael. What's exactly going on over here? Tried to give a little bit of explanation based on how much on the level that we could speak. Obviously, earlier this parasha, probably maybe the main part of the parasha, and talking about the bear in an earlier stage, is obviously the story of Moshe Rabbeinu going and having the Chet Mei Meriva, the big challenge of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chet that caused them not to be able to go into Eretz Israel. Last year, we spoke about in length the Divrei Chazal that go in to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu was not supposed to go into Eretz Israel to begin with. the shir is on Torah anytime anybody wants to listen to it. But this year, I wanted to focus on something which we touched upon last year, but it's really the explanation of Rashi of what happened. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu did a ched me meriva, and the claim against Moshe Rabbeinu was, Yain lo yamantim be like the sheni, you caused a lack of emunah. That was the claim against Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do wrong? What was the ched me meriva? By the way, the Rishonim have several different explanations. Just to point out that really it's not so clear what happened over here. But Rashi explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu did, as a famous Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of speaking to the Sela, instead of speaking to the rock, and telling him, and ordering him with his mouth, to have water flowing out, he went and he hit the Sela. He did a call instead of Dibur. He hit the Sela instead of speaking to the Sela. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. That's what Rashi explains the chet. The Ramban right away asks the Rashi, he says, I don't understand. If Moshe Rabbeinu would be the one, would be hitting the Sela, instead of speaking to the Sela, instead of hitting the Sela, will that be a bigger miracle? A Sela, a rock, right, is an immovable item. For water to come out of it, because you spoke to it or because you hit it, is a miracle in any case. What's the big deal? If you hit it or you spoke to it. Why is this such a big thing? Right, it says the Dibarta. But why was that the big chet?
He did not follow.
Just not follow Kesh Baruch Hu. Okay.
He didn't listen.
The big claim that the Ramban is focused on is what Rashi explains, the Lama Lo Yamantim be like the Sheni. Rashi says, what's the big tie? It wasn't just he didn't follow the orders. It was, if you would do it the right way, Am Yisrael will have a kavachayim. Look at Loshu Rashi. Rashi says, so what he says, She'ilu dibartim ala sela vo'itzi ha'iti mikudush lein ha'ed. If you would speak to the sela, there would be a kiddush Hashem. Ve'oimim, they would say a kavachayim. Ma sela ze she'in ha'medaber ve'in ha'shemeya ve'in ha'tzik lefay nosa. This rock that doesn't hear, it doesn't speak, it doesn't need pranosa, it doesn't need any sustenance. Mekayim dibur shemo koyim lissa kodesh baruch hu, kavachayim onu. So Ramban is bothered with this Rashi. And if you hit the Sela, you have the same kavachayim. What's the big problem? That's what Ramban is asking Rashi. Another famous question on Rashi, I don't think the Ramban speaks it right, as Ramister doesn't think bring this question over here, is that if you look back in Sefer Shmois, in Parshas B'Shalach, there it also says that Am Yisrael asked for Moshe Rabbeinu to get water, and Moshe Rabbeinu went and he hit the Sela. And there was no problem. There was no problem at all. I'm just going
to
read.
He was told to hit the Sela.
That's the question. If Rashi, we'll see in the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't learn that he was told. Ramban says it means David, it doesn't really mean to do it. Again, you want to go to the Shitascha, that he just didn't follow the orders. But Rashi, Masha, there's more than that. So you see, when you got to there, it says that when Am Yisrael were crying for the water. And he says, Matchash Kisa Bayori Kari Yotchava Alachta. And then what Moshe Rabbeinu did was, Vehi Kisa Batsur Vehitsur Ben Omaim Vayaskin Moshe Lezik Yisrael. See, he did it. Well, it's the same thing. He hit it there. Now he hitting it again. What's the problem? Now after Miriam was Nifta, what's the big issue with Rashi? What does Rashi mean that talking to the Sela is better than hitting the Sela? That's the question of the Ramban and Rashi. Ramban himself explains one. I mean, there's many other explanations. Explanation of the Rambam. The Ramban speaks. He brings Rabbeinu Chananel. The Ramban himself explains that he hit the Sela twice instead of hitting it once. And the question is, what is the big thing? What's the big problem hitting it twice instead of once? So I don't think we have time to get into it today. But we spoke about it a little bit last year to explain the Ramban that fits very much this year of last year. But in any case, Rashi says that you need to go and speak to the Sela instead of that he hit the Sela. And the big shaila is, the Ramban asks, Rashi Ramban says, I don't understand what's the big issue with that, and that's what the Ramban argues. The thing is that this pshat is not only Rashi. The Chazal and the Zoya and Tikkuni Zoya say this, and so the Arizal and the Vilna Gaon going to explain this Chazal. So, question is, what? If the Ramban did not know this Chazal, because it's Tikkuni Zoya, or he wanted to say Mo'al Dech HaPshat, the way he explains it, it's the Pshat. The Arizal and the Goyin, they both reveal to us what Chazal mean to say. They explain Divrei Chazal to understand what the explanation of Rashi here is in this parasha. So again, the big issue is the Moshe Rabbeinu went, and instead of hitting the Sela, instead of speaking to the Sela, he hit the Sela. And that's a terrible tragedy. It's so bad that that's what caused Moshe Rabbeinu not to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the shadow is what's going on over here. What's the big issue? So to understand that, first understand what is the Be'er of Miriam. So it's brought down, that's based on that Chazal, that Goyen speaks about it in length in several different places. And others speak about it. The Be'er of Miriam is a symbol, reflects the Torah Sheba'al Peh. It reflects the Torah that comes from here in this world, from us, from things which are not given to us, but we have to go and figure it out of the Metzias. First of all, start with the word Be'er. Chazal already referenced it, that the word Be'er Miriam, which means the well, corresponds to the word O'il Moshe Be'er es HaTorah Azois, the pasuk that says, Parshas Dvarim, the Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah. Bi'ur, with an aleph, is Loshon explanation. Right? Explaining, describing, talking about it. Moshe Rabbeinu O'il Moshe Be'er es HaTorah Azois. That is the Be'er. The bear of mine, it corresponds to that. The bear of Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah. He took the Torah that we have and he explained it and gave it to us with timing to understand what it means. The bear of Miriam represents the explanation of Torah. We have the Torah, which is the Torah Shebichtav, the Torah that's given to us. That Torah which we have, the Torah Shebichtav, the Torah that we have today, meaning after the Luchos Rishonim were broken. God, Lucas Schneers. The second Lucas that we have is Lucas, the Torah that we have, a Torah which is very limited. It gives, obviously it's in it. There is secrets and includes in it on the entire world. But the way it appears in our eyes, it's very specific. The Torah is Chamisha Chumsha Torah. You have a specific mitzvah, and that's all what the Torah encompasses. The Torah Shebaal Peh is unlimited. And Torah Shebaal Peh gives us a expansion of the Torah to every place and every point and every nekuda. When we look at this world looks like a place which not everything is Torah. This world is a place where you have Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, when you're based on Migdash, you have Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you have Matan Torah. But the regular day-to-day going, you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. The Torah Shebaal Peh gives you the ability, through different parts of Torah Shebaal Peh, to see the depth of Torah everywhere. So first of all, talking about just technically, you live your life, what do? That's Torah Shebaal Peh tells you. There is a shor shenogeh sapara. You have an axe that killed a cow. Looks like a very physical, mundane, day-to-day occurrence. You have Torah Shebaal Peh speaking about. And obviously, when you get to the oimkin, the surface of Torah, it's really every part of this world, every item, every chayfetz, is a gilui of Torah, is a gilui of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And this connects to the idea that Torah Shebaal Peh has to do with chachamim. Torah Shebaal Peh, you understand it based with chachma, with bino, with your mind. Different than what corresponds to Torah Shebichtav, which is nevuah. Nevuah is real. Nevuah is what you see. There's different levels of seeing. We see our world, we see this room, we don't see more than that. People that have Ruach HaKodesh could see a little further away than we see right now. And when you get to Nevuah, you're seeing a much greater distance and depth than what you can see in your physical eyes. But it's still called seeing. And Chazal taught us that Chacham Adif Minavi. Chachma, that comes with your mind, is greater than Navi. Because a chachma you could get as much as you could see with your eyes. And as much of you have ri'iyah, and you have histaklus, you have looking and seeing and understand and getting things that they're beyond what we have right in front of us, it's still limited. Because ri'iyah in this world is limited. can't see, you can't get with your Yiriyah to have everything. There's things in this world which are not understood. Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a taina, says, I don't understand something. I don't understand why Tzadik V'Ra'aloi in Rosh HaVetoivloi. Why you have good people that are suffering in this world. And why you have bad people that are successful in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't understand that. That was the question. That was something he couldn't see in the Nevuah. Said, I told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can see my back, you can't see the front. You can't see everything. There's things you cannot see. But when you get to the Havana of Torah, when you get to the Chochma of Torah, there it's almost limitless. Now obviously there's some Shaharim where you can't get to it. But you have a concept of Havana of Torah which is greater, Chochma Odom Minavi, where Chochma can see more than Nevi'im. The example of Moshe Rabbeinu is not a great example because obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was also in the Chochmah on a very high level to a certain extent. To a certain extent, as we know, we mentioned a few weeks ago when we spoke about Rabbi Akiva, that Moshe Rabbeinu, there are some things that Rabbi Akiva understood that he did not understand. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Benevuah, he saw that Rabbi Akiva was teaching in the Mesmadrish, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand what he was saying. He was sitting in the back of the room and he couldn't understand. So, already the Baal Lashem explains that the idea has to do with this. Rabbi Akiva is Tersh Baal Peh. Rabbi Akiva has to do with things that you see in the darkness. You're not seeing it clearly. It has to come from understanding. So it's there, and sometimes you can get to higher levels of comprehension than what you see when things are clear. Right? The extreme example, which is brought down already in the Ramak, was one of the, we gathered all the Rishonim on Kabbalah. And his Sefer Sefer Paradis. So he brings an example. He brought down the Rishonim. It's like when you have the sun, you can't look towards the sun. You can't look directly towards it. If you look at the sun, a person, you know, can go blind. But when it's dark, or when the sun is covered, then you can see more things. You can actually look towards the sun. When there's an eclipse, you can put these glasses, you can look towards the sun. So when it's too much light, your vision is limited. When it gets a little darker, I mean, it's not any more vision, so you don't see it so clearly, but then you can expand your comprehension. Chacham Odom Minavi. A Torah Shebaal Peh is grasping things which are above the real, which are greater than what you can visualize. That's what the idea of Chochmah is. This obviously goes together with the famous Gemara in Yuma that we mentioned here a few times. The Gemara in Yuma says that Nevi'im, when the Churban Beis Hamikdash came, they didn't see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. So even though the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Akel HaGodol, HaGibor VeHaNoiro, Gibor means strong, and Noiro means, you know, with awe, awesome, the Nevi'im said today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not revealing that to us, so they omitted these words. Until came Anshe Knesset Gdoila, and they said, no, you should know that his strength and his awe is coming not from what you see, but things you can comprehend underneath the surface. The fact that Am Yisrael survives throughout Golus, that in itself is the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just as an example. So you see that Chochmah Odom Minavi, a Torah Shebaal Peh, is chapping things that you don't see in this world. The Bear of Miriam, what is Bear of Miriam? Bear of Miriam is, it was a constant flow of water coming out from a source where water doesn't come out from. It had stone, a rock, and water is coming out of it. No different, if you think about it, it's different than the Mon. The Mon was a big nace. Every day, from Shemayim, came food. Okay, it's a great nace. But, so you're living in a place of miracles. Because what was giving you food? Ananya covered. Kishbol was giving you clouds. But here it's not Kishbol giving you water only. It's not only that the water is coming, but where is the water coming from? It's coming from a physical item. It's not coming from Shemayim. It's coming from the rock. The Chiddush is even the rock can bring out water. The water. It's a nace that indicates to you really what the whole world is all about. The Mayim ain't Mayim el Torah. What he called Tzom Elechu LaMayim. Water, Mayim is water, is a concept of Torah. The idea is that everything in the world connects to Torah. The Bear of Miriam is the water of Torah coming out from the bear. is the Torah Shebaal Peh, is the things that you don't really see in this world. You don't see the Torah coming out of a rock, but you know it's there. The Bar Miriam is that you have, it's a kind of Torah Shebaal Peh. Even things you cannot visualize, but you know they're there, that's what Bar Miriam represents. Says the Goyim, based on the Chazal Tikkun Zohar, when Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and hitting the Sela is Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu right now is giving the tools for Am Yisrael to reach Torah Shebaal Peh. We know today how difficult it is to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. Whoever learned the Dafayemi of today knows how difficult it is to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. You have a Mishnah in Kinim. You have to figure out all the different cheshbonos of Kinim. Right? When you bring two birds to Beis HaMikdash. It's very difficult. It's very hard. The Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Noach goes on to say that Torah Shebaal Peh, the only way to get it, only be to be koinet, is only when a person suffers in this world. He toils, doesn't sleep a lot. He dedicates himself to Torah. It's very difficult. You have to break your head to get the Torah Shebaal Peh. Say, fitting in this week's parsha, right? Parshas Chukas, and all them, right? The Torah Nikas of Mishim Yemi Satz, well, only someone killed himself. Says the Goyim based on the Chazal, that's all because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was bringing out the water of Torah Shebaal Peh from the rock, he hit the Sela. He made it difficult. You have to hit yourself. You have to punish yourself. You have to put yourself in a place where it's as if you are under Hakah for the water to come out. But if Moshe Rabbeinu would be speaking to the Sela, meaning he would be able to bring the water out of the Sela without a mako, without hitting, the water would come in a much easier form. The water represents Torah Shebaal Peh. Our connection to Torah Shebaal Peh is difficult because Moshe Rabbeinu did not give us the ability to connect to Torah Shebaal Peh in an easy way. We're connecting it through a mako. That's the oimek of Divi Rashi. Rashi says Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to speak to the Sela, not to hit the Sela. Says the Ramban, I don't understand. Hitting the Sela is less of a nace? The answer is no, not less of a nace. If you just want to speak about water coming out of a rock, it's obviously the same miracle. But here there's a depth to it. It's not only the concept of the water coming out of a rock because you have water, physical water coming out of the rock. But there's a deep meaning over here of Torah coming out of a rock. How do you take water out of a rock? Is it a difficult thing or it's an easy thing? That's a kavod chayim the Rashi speaks about. If Am Yisrael would see how easy it is to take Torah out of a rock, if you would give them the way to connect the Torah in such an easy way, then it will be much easier for them to connect the Torah and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was taken away from them. According to Rashi, and again, this connects to the shiur of last year, but according to Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael because of that. Why? Because he took away from Am Yisrael the ability to be so pure and so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they are going to do things wrong. And they're going to be doing chatoim. And they're going to need to be punished. And they're going to have to leave Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu would go into Eretz Yisrael, it says in a few places, the Maharal, the Goyen, they would not go out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin, if Am Yisrael would not go out of Eretz Yisrael early enough, there will be Nershantim, they will be the Chas Hashem destroyed. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if you would give Am Yisrael the ability to connect the Torah in such a high way, Am Yisrael will be on a much higher level. They will be able to go with Moshe Rabbeinu to Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not give the ability to Am Yisrael to do that. It's difficult to get the Torah. It's a hard thing to get the Torah. So therefore, now he and Am Yisrael are different levels. Am Yisrael on a lower level, they have to go to Eretz Yisrael without him. And just to end the Goyim before we go back to the beginning of the Shir, the Goyim goes in and says that that's why, first of all, it's hard to reach Torah. It's difficult to get to Torah. And Torah also is perceived like something which is, you know, can be argued on. Torah is not a set. You can chas Hashem say, well, Torah says that. Maybe you can say the opposite. It's not so clear that the Torah is pure truth. And the big sides of Torah are hidden in stories. And he's speaking about the Agatas you have in Shas, specifically the Agatas of Rabbi Bachano. in Perkas Tefillin Bo Basra, ridiculous stories that seem to make no sense. There is where it is hidden all the stories of the Torah, says the Vilna Gaon. And the idea is, the more deeper you go, the harder it is to understand from the outside. When you look outside, it looks ridiculous. Because it's the Sela, and to get to the Torah Shel Baal Peh, you need a hit. And you want to get deeper, you have to hit even harder. It's very difficult to get to the water coming out of the Be'er. That's the Torah Shel Baal Peh of the Be'er Shamir. So with that understanding, that we know that Be'er Shamir is Torah Shel Baal Peh, and that was the whole discussion of Moshe Rabbeinu here. Now we can go back to the Hemshech HaParsha. When we get to the story that happened in Arnon, when you had the Malachi, when you had the Oivim, the Umas HaOilov sitting in the mountains, and that was hidden for Am Yisrael. And according to that, everything now makes sense. Because the Be'er of Mirimir presents that there are things in the world that you cannot see, but you could comprehend. You will know about it, even though you will not visualize it. There is, Am Yisrael goes through miracles every day. And we don't know what the miracles are. As Chazal tells us, Lasid Lavoi, the Umas HaOilom are going to be the ones who teach us, or tell us how incredible were the miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to us. Things that we don't know. That we don't know how many times they're trying to do things to us that and they're unsuccessful. How many plots went bad. How many things, how many terrorist attacks were supposed to happen and then happened that nobody knows about. There are things in this world which are a gilui of Hanogav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Am Yisrael to where we're supposed to get to, that we don't see, but we know that it's there. We can comprehend, we believe in it, but we don't see it. And that's what happened with the Be'er Shamirim. The Be'er Shamirim is a Torah Shel Baal Peh that tells you that even when you can't see it, it's still there. So there's a great miracle that happens right before they're going into Eretz Yisrael. Remember, this place is when they're going right before Sichon and Oig, which becomes part of Eretz Yisrael eventually. So it's the last, border before you go into Eretz Yisrael. You have that great miracle that happens that nobody saw. But the Be'er of Miriam goes and reveals it to us. And says, here, this is what happened. Here is what happened. You don't see it, but it's there. The Torah of the water coming out of the Be'er, the water coming out of the well, are going to reveal to you things which are hidden in sight, but are there, you can comprehend that are there. That's what happens there at Arnon. And that's the great shiro that comes to the Be'er. The great song that comes, Be'er, Alu Be'er, Ali Be'er, Anula, Be'er and Miriam, Gevaldik, a thing about the Be'er. We mentioned before, like Boimir, is that the Be'er ends, at the end of the shiro there, it says, Finishkafal, Pnei Yeshimoin, that you can see the Be'er and Miriam, says Rashi, when you're standing on Yeshimoin. So Yeshimoin, is Rosh HaTevis, what Menachem Elam Shiklov says the name of the Goyen, Yeshima is Rosh HaTevis, the five Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva. Yehuda, Shimon, Yossi, Meir, Nechemya, to all the Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva is the source of Torah Shel Baal Peh. How do you reach Be'er Shamirim? How do you connect it to Torah Shel Baal Peh? That's the song of Be'er Shamirim. Because we talk about things that we cannot comprehend, but we know them. It's going not even through our eyes. It's coming because it's happening without us seeing it. That's the whole Yisrael Be'er Shamirim. And with that, we get to Eis Vo'ev. Moshe Shapiro Zecher Tzadik Livracha always used to mention it, that, I believe it was the name of the Goyen, that the word Eis Vo'ev, says the Gemara, is the two Mitzrayim, two leopards that were going Machoya Machne. And they're the ones that revealed to Klai Yisrael what happened. So we have already that the Be'er is the one who revealed it, but they have also the Mitzrayim revealing it. Who are the Mitzrayim? The ones that are kicked out of Am Yisrael, that don't belong here, that are telling Am Yisrael what happened. Eis Vo'ev. Their names are Eis Vo'ev. So he said Eis Vo'ev is the gematria of Yesho and Muhammad. Right? The two people that created the two big religions, the other religions in the world. The ones that started Christianity and Islam, or Yeshua and Muhammad, that's the gematria, the numeric value of Eis Vo'ev. These two created two religions that believe in one God. As the Rambam says, part of the Rambam that was censored, Rambam says, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the ability for Yeshua and Muhammad to be so successful? Says the Rambam, this reason they were so successful is Le'yasher Derech LeMelech HaMashiach, is to create the pathway for Mashiach to come. Because in order to prepare the world for Mashiach to come, you need to start with monotheism, to believe that there is a Kadosh Baruch in the world. There is Hashem in the world. And these religions, with all the tzaras they caused to Am Yisrael and all the bad things that they have, they did teach billions of people that there is Hashem in the world. Says the Rambam, the reason why you have this in the world is to create a pathway for Kadosh Baruch Hu to come. Eis Vaev Besufa, the two Mitzrayim Besoif HaMakne, the two people that are not part of Am Yisrael, they're outside of Am Yisrael, but they come and they reveal what's happening in this world. They're revealing the Gilim of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. They're the ones who are revealing Hashem in the world. When we talk about Be'er Shemir and the things that are happening that we don't control, that we don't see, that we're not in charge, but they're happening because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preparing this world to where it needs to get to. And part of that preparation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing miracles on this world that we don't know. And there's things that every part of the world is a Gilui of Torah. And there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending and preparing the world for Mashiach to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending an Eis V'Hev, the two religions of the world, to prepare this world to prepare a world of Mashiach, a place where the whole world will be a Gilui of Hashem. Right now we know it through the Be'er of Miriam. We don't see it yet. The ones that reveal it to us, the ones who bring it, the whole world to get to there, that are a step in the right direction, are Eis V'Hev, are the two Mitzrayim Besoif HaMakne that reveal to Am Yisrael how Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, even in the place that they cannot see. So when we learn these parashas, we should know there's treasures of Torah, which every pasuk, every word of Torah is hidden a treasure. The way we are right now, we have to toil and be hit with a makkah to get into it. But there is a Be'er Shelmiyim where the water comes out. If you connect to that, you can see for everywhere, then he flies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. Say there.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.